Yeah, I'll have a large extra butter popcorn, and she'll have snow caps? Really? Snow caps? They taste like cardboard. Okay.
Come along, it's time for you to listen to this review from DC to MCU. It's time for Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews.
Hit the record button right there.
Oh, you mean we haven't been recording this whole time?
I mean, I don't really... I've got plenty of hours, but I'm also going to start like... I want to just start, like, at the beginning instead of just, like, wasting 10 minutes or a minute or two.
Save yourself a little bit of time while editing. Doing what I do, Joe, on my show, which is... Are you ready? Yeah? Oh, okay, going live. And
yeah,
going straight through, barely any editing.
Yeah, I've definitely on the rundown reviews and the small screens, I don't edit as much. But I've, even if it's just in the beginning and I can just, you know, like my editing is, oh, I'm going to move the track like 30 seconds up. Okay, cool. That's enough editing. but because this is a rundown reviews, I'm your host, Joe. Look, it was all natural. Look at that. With me is my co-host Ron.
Hey, everybody.
And from DC Alliance and Superhero Discussions, we've got Travis Hines on the show. Travis, because I know him as Travis.
There you go. Joe remembers my rant from the other day. Thank you for having me, Joe and Ron. This is fun. I think this is payback, Joe, for when I had you on my show, Superhero Discussions, Batman the Animated Series. We had some clunkers, Ron, some really tough episodes to get through. Like, if we were going to say there's five episodes from the series to avoid, I think three of them Joe and I reviewed. So I feel like this is payback.
Travis, I had fun with those episodes, though.
I realized I realized what you were doing that because this is the kind of thing for this movie because I just want to know before we get into it. How much asset were people on when they created this?
How old are you, Travis?
I'm 33.
Okay, yeah, so you're close to our age.
Yeah.
See, because a person that Joe and I both know actually loves this movie.
I can understand it if you're like,
but he's also
10
he's
years
also like,
older than us.
Yes,
maybe?
Exactly.
Yeah,
he's 48 this year.
Because
he's a little more than 10 years.
I can assume Star Wars came out in 76? Was it 77? This came out in 80? Yeah. I can imagine after Star Wars, you're like, oh my God, we're going to get so many cool, and you get this.
It's funny.
And then you get this instead.
I've got some fun trivia about that. But before we get into it completely, quickly, I want to apologize if you guys are coming in. I had said in the last rundown reviews, we're going to be watching the Donner cut of Superman 2. Due to some scheduling things, it's going to be our next film. So we got to move Flash Gordon up first, up forward.
I could have been watching the Donner cut instead of this thing.
Clay already called it.
Clay. My co-host looked like... I don't know if you can see it, but there's a knife in my back from my co-host on DC Alliance because those two films. I got to laugh a lot more.
Complete night and day. So yeah, let's go into these notes.
Flash.
Bang.
That's the only good part of the movie, right there. I just have to say, part of the movie that's worth it is Queen.
The soundtrack for the whole movie was definitely knocked up some points on my rating.
No, that's really the only thing that was positive in my rating system.
No, there's a lot of good things in this.
Okay, I take that back. That and Timothy Dalton.
Oh, well, if we want to hop in there, I'll just skip ahead in some of my notes. There are, from what I found, where are my notes at? There are 13 individuals that were in this movie that were in Bond movies. So I want to play a quick little game, and I would like you guys to name
Timothy
at
Dalton,
least
James Bond.
Other than Timothy Dalton, at least I'm going to say I'm going to say two.
Ming.
Okay, Max von Sydow
had to have been in a Bond film.
He's definitely a villain.
I know that he was in. I know he was in Judge Dredd.
He was in Never Say Never Again.
Was the guy with the leader of the flying monkey tribe?
Voldhawkman.
Yeah, Voldhawkman. Was he in a James Bond movie before?
I think his name is Brian. Brian Blessed. And no, he was not, according to.
What about Ming's daughter? I feel like she could have been a Bond girl.
Yeah.
You know, I probably should have did a better job of actually. this was on me.
Joey's like, let's do a contest that I'm not ready for.
I'm not actually ready for. Let's see, what's her name? Ornella Muti. Muti? Nope. Sorry. All right. You know what? This whole game thing, that was a dumb idea. I don't know why I said it. So, yeah. Okay. So,
maybe you already had all their names written down.
Yeah.
Well, I do. But then I realized you guys don't know their names.
No.
So, that's why I was just calling
that one's flying on me. Hip guy. Oh, my God. Flying monkey.
That was on me. All right. We'll come back to that at some point. So, here we go. The characters. So, obviously. We have Sam J. Jones as Flash Gordon. I think this was his claim to fame, because I did not recognize...
No, he was in Ted.
Too. As this character, fair. Just because of this movie.
Fair.
If we're being completely honest, if he didn't do this movie, he wouldn't be in this film, Ted.
That is true.
Fair enough.
Melody Anderson was the role of Dale Arden. She was pretty cool. I liked her. She's been in a couple other things. Nothing that really stuck out to me, but a lot of TV stuff. Like a lot of bit parts on TV shows. Let's see here. Max von Sydow as Emperor Ming the Merciless. He's a great actor. He was in Star Wars. Obviously, like I said earlier, he was in James Bond.
Judge Dredd.
Yes, Judge Dredd.
Was Zarkov in a bad movie?
I didn't even think about that.
That's not his name. Look, he seems like a spy or something.
He definitely seemed like he would be. I'm not seeing his name in this list. Oh, wait. Nope, my bad. Yes, he was. He was in For Your Eyes Only.
Oh, Roger Moore.
So... And his name is Topol, T-O-P-O-L. That's the actor's name. It played Hans Zarkov.
Topol?
Just Topol. I think his full name is Chaim Topol, but he or Chaim Topol. Yeah. Israeli actor. But he just went by Topol. So, yeah, that's fun. Got Ornella Muti. Played Princess Aura. She was... there was something else she was in. Can't remember what it was. I should have wrote this one down.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Well, she did a lot of Italian movies, so because she's an Italian actress. So similar to...
What was the one we watched? Danger Diabolical.
Yeah, similar to that whole cast who was in just nothing but Italian movies. That's really all she was in. And no, she was not in Danger Diabolical.
Darn.
That was a fun movie. God, that was a fun movie.
I've never even heard of that movie. I forgot about this movie, to be honest with you. Like, I watched this when I was young. I couldn't remember anything, so it blew my mind.
See, the funny thing is, first time I watched this was, maybe a decade ago, maybe a decade and a half
ago. Yeah, about 10 years ago, because that was about the time that Big Joe asked me to watch it, too.
Yeah, same. So,
and I'm just I had
a blast with it back then. I had a blast with it today when I watched it. So I'm not arguing. Like I said, Timothy Dalton, we know Timothy Dalton. He's Bond.
Chief.
He was in Doctor Who. He's awesome.
Hoffa's.
Yes, totally. Yep. And Hoffa's. Yep. Brian Blessed, who was Prince Valton. Whose costume I will definitely be using in a Halloween or Jalloween at some point in time. Maybe even cosplay to a Comic-Con.
That would be awesome. Hey, if you do that, I'll dress up like Arbor.
There we go.
Sounds like a pact.
I gotta find wings. If I can find giant wings,
I can make you wings.
You can. True, you definitely could. Can you make me wings by tomorrow night? Probably not. You don't have time.
Maybe I'll have to find some cardboard, but I can do it.
Timothy. Oh, I already said Timothy Dalton. But Brian Blessed, he's got a long list. But the one thing I want to touch on is he was Boss Nass in Phantom Menace, which is
why his voice sounded so familiar.
I didn't know.
Fuck.
I didn't know.
Couldn't place it.
That was pretty awesome. Peter Wingard played General Klysis, and I didn't see anything I recognized from him.
Was he the gold face guy? Who was the gold face guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Klysis.
Gold face.
Klytus, sorry. I said no. Marginella Meladio was General Kala. The other
the one that was horny for Klytus.
The one guy that the one chick that melted also, which was weird. Yeah. It was also weird that nobody like had bodies, everybody melted when they died. I don't know.
They all different color blood.
Well, alien planet, so
green,
we'll go with that.
Blue. Mm.
I think that's
fucking blue bloods.
That's everybody I'm gonna say, because the rest of them were like Arborian Priest or Zogo Hype, like they didn't have names. So that's the cast. Honestly, good casting. Like, I loved everybody in this movie. I thought everybody
except Flash.
No, I even think he did a good job.
Nope. Horrible actor. You can't change my mind.
I can't argue against Ryan on this one. I've been honest with you, Joe. Like, he just seems like such a, I don't know if it's just the writing too, like him playing football with those guys. I mean,
that scene,
like, I think he might have. Was he actually a football player before he was into this movie?
That is a good question.
The actor? I don't know. He had to have been. I feel like I saw something about that.
But they're all committed. They're all committed. I'll give them that. Like, you watch some of these old things, and they're like, not even old things. Like, let's say Mortal Kombat Annihilation. You're like, oh my god, half these people don't even know what there's. At least these people, like, you understand they have sets built and. It's not 100% like we're using CGI for the first time kind of deal.
Yeah.
Like, at least they're kind of immersing. Like, you look at sometimes in the throne room, there's like all the colors of the spectrum.
Dude,
there.
That throne room was, I literally wrote down Hunger Games much. Like, it was literally just everything was sectioned off, and then everybody was like at each other's throats. So Sam Jones, he enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps where he played American football. So yeah, he definitely had he joined the. They moved to Seattle with the ambition of joining the Seahawks, but was turned down. So that would explain the football scene.
Instead.
Well, ironically enough, I read in one of the notes that Flash Gordon in the comics was actually a polo star. So they changed it to football because in the 80s, polo wasn't really cool anymore, allegedly.
I would say I would give him a credit of football seems like it's a bit more badass.
Well, football fits for the 80s.
Yeah. Like,
polo,
in terms of
like,
you got big guys coming at you all the time, I guess, as a quarterback. So, yeah, I guess.
But wouldn't it have been better to see him jump up on one of those bad guys with a fucking hammer and, like, just start beating the shit out of people like a polo, you know?
Oh, I'm here thinking of water polo. Oh my god.
No, just polo with
polo.
The horses and all that.
Okay, yeah, that'd be much better with him doing that football bit. Oh my god, are you kidding me? We could have got something with him riding around smacking him. That would have been so much better than getting them to they actually line up like a huddle. And I was just like, What? Like, I don't even understand his thinking there.
One thing I'd also like to point out. Apparently, the universal language of all the universe is English.
Dude, we had that same discussion in Barbarella.
Oh, Barbarella. Yeah, but Barbarella had tits in it, so it was obviously better than this movie.
Oh, that you brings me to a great point, Rob. PG! This movie was PG. How?
PG in the 80s was not what PG nowadays
this
is.
This was... I mean, going from the most sexualized driving lesson of all time.
He was literally like a raper.
Well, not even that. Like, when he does, like, his little, like, ring thing,
horny yes. thing.
I wrote down, did he give her an orgasm with the ring? Does that answer what I wrote, okay. wrote down?
So well, I wrote down, Dale let her inner Barbarella come out. So there's that. That's a joke Barbarella. For anybody who actually watched Barbarella.
That's what she's and then like.
There was a... Yeah, she's, this isn't visual. It's all audio there, Travis.
But it was fun for us.
No, I'm just saying to you guys, this is what she's like. Like, putting her hands all over her face.
Okay, so according to the original storyline, when Dale is entranced by Ming's hypnotic ring, she is having a vision of being on an erotic picnic with Ming in a 1920s setting. That is in the notes.
I'm going to tell you one thing. They did not convey that. They did not convey that.
No, it conveyed that she was getting going to Pound Town is what she was, yes, was happening.
She was close. She was close.
But that was funny because the minute that Ming stops, she like composes herself and looks at Flash like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
She is all Flash over the place, man.
So was Flash.
Do you have a cigarette, buddy?
You well, Flash had like it was. I don't know what happened, but it was sensational, dude. Like, you didn't see what just happened there. We all saw what happened there.
But no, I'm referring to Flash. Like
I'll almost, have what she's having,
almost getting it on with Aura, and then I think there was somebody else too that was like flirting with him, or he was flirting with. It's just like,
oh,
cool. So everybody wants to fuck each other. Gotcha.
That Flash was definitely a stalker.
Oh yes, I have that written
down. Dale,
yeah.
He's all like, yeah, I saw you in the thing, and I was going to come up and talk to you, but I figured I'd ask the maitre d' about you instead.
Well, and later on,
clearly all he needed to do is go up and talk to her, but she's all over the place. She's standoffish at first. Within 2 seconds, she jumped into his arms, saved me. They're engaged within, like,
what?
30 minutes, and it wasn't even really engagement. No, she just jumped out of that
engagement thing. Was at the end. Like, it was about...
Yeah, what, but they only like spent...
14 hours...
All he said
they
was...
They spent 14 hours together.
He said, save it for our kids. And she said, okay, yeah. I accept. Okay. I'm like, okay.
Then she gets pulled away. It's like, what are you doing, guys? Can you see I just got engaged? It's like, what?
No, none of us saw that. None of us saw that.
Like, we don't know what that means. What we know of engagement in Mongo, the Mongo Ming's world, is Ming picks you and now you're going to marry him. That's our engagement.
Until he throws you away, too. That was noted. Like,
yeah, right?
Yeah, that was great.
And Ming owns a grotto. I think that is something that we got to actually talk about because that's essentially where they're all the women are. It you know what it reminds me of, if I'm being honest with you? Like a cutscene from God of War. And this is in this movie. Like, tats are on. That's the only difference. Because
except in, yeah, say God of War, the tits would have been out.
Yeah. But besides that.
And they wouldn't have been fighting with pillows.
No.
That was a really fun scene, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, gratuitous pillow fight.
Like green, like here, drink this green shit. Like, I mean, and you'll feel you'll be okay about things that Ming's gonna do to you.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that green shit was the date rape drug.
Literally what it was. I mean,
yeah.
PG,
I will say again, PG.
I'll go to the 1980s. In 1980.
Because the
RoboCop was our. It's not that far away from here.
Robo that was 84.
Yeah,
Red Dawn was the first R-rated movie, and that was in 80, what, 3? And that was the very first...
I would send my kids, if I had them, to Red Dawn, to Red Dawn before I'd send them to this movie.
But I think Red Dawn was...
Well, yeah, it's because Red Dawn was better.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, yes. But I'm pretty sure Red Dawn was one of the movies that made them create a PG-13 rating. If that's what my memory was thinking. It was like Red Dawn and something else. Like, those are one of the first two movies that were, like, actually PG-13. And it was because of those movies why we got the PG-13 rating. My IMDb trivia on that one is a little off, but I know it was around, like, 82, 83. So let's go. Let's start back at the beginning of the movie. The earthquakes... That were
bad special effects. Yes.
Well, that were tearing down the buildings. I wrote down those looked very controlled falls, not like earthquake falls. Like maybe Ming had an insider to bring down the buildings, like the planes did.
He gave every woman in the bottom floor an orgasm. and the shaking of their legs caused the building to tumble.
Did you notice how weird the plane was flying that they were on?
Yes.
In the beginning.
Oh, we're experiencing turbulence. It's perfectly normal.
Yeah.
And then Flash is like, well, yeah, it's normal. I'm taking flying classes because it'll come up in just a minute. Hold on.
Very convenient. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, very conveniently. But he doesn't know how to land. Oh,
also, did you guys also notice that he's wearing more makeup than she is?
Yes. Yes.
Like, he literally like looked like they had painted it on with a roller and then like gave his eyes definition. And then, you know, she just had like the normal eyeshadow and shit.
I feel like that was maybe that was, yeah. Because I know they had to dye his hair. Because he actually is a brunette by birth. But I feel like there was a scene, that a note that went along with that. And I can't seem to find it. So we will pass that. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Oh, no, because it's just about his eyes. So Sam Jones' dark hair was bleached blonde. And Melody Anderson's blonde hair was dyed brown. That was okay. Flash was supposed to have blue eyes, but Jones couldn't wear the contact lenses. So
Harry Potter.
I'd imagine they weren't the best things to wear in the '80s.
Probably not.
No, they were probably like this thick, and they were probably made of glass.
So they get.
Oh, I also have written down in my notes that Dale is a basic DID, damsel in distress.
The entire time.
She literally, oh no, I can't do anything.
Argue that she is actually the hero that actually did something in this movie. She killed a couple of guards.
If she had Muppet arms, they would have been flailing behind her the whole time.
No. Because when she escapes, she like grabs the gun and actually kills a couple guards.
And then she throws the gun away.
Which was dumb, yes.
Yeah.
That was something else. In this movie, every time one of the heroes gets a weapon, they use it to kill one person, and they're like, what will I do with this now?
Throw it away.
Well, they run out of bullets. It's a one-shot kill.
Flash had a sword
that
he stole from Timothy Dalton. He used it one time, and then he's like, well, I guess I don't know what to do with this now. Better just chuck it off the side of a cliff.
Again, one-shot
and then
kill.
Timothy Dalton ends up having it back. So
I mean,
and he could use it.
It's a sword of returning.
Speaking of, yeah.
And then Shrek bursts out, what are you doing in my swamp?
Can I ask you guys one thing? The scientist, I'm blanking on his name.
So we got
Doctor
Zarkov.
Zarkov.
Yes.
Why was he asking Munson? Munson, his assistant. Yep. He literally asked him, why are you running away 20 seconds before, like after he held him at gunpoint saying, I'm going to take you to space with me, bitch.
Do you want to know why? It's because the actor, who was also in Star Wars, that's Porkins, and he knows what happens when he gets in a spaceship. He dies. So there we go. That's why he was running away. Touché. Although I like that he ran out the whatever building they were in, sees the plane that Flash is flying.
It looked like they were in a greenhouse.
Right? Which is weird. But then sees the plane, runs back in to try and hide. Didn't do so well.
Instead of just going just more
like that way?
That way, yeah. More to the right? Yeah.
Let's see, what else? So I got the football scene
so
written down.
So when that part happens, when the plane lands. My note is, crash. Anyway.
That's good.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I have a lot of those through here.
So then Zarkov tricks them saying, oh yeah, there's a phone, telephone in here. Just go right there and go in there. Like, okay, so they believe him, sure. But the minute that they don't see the phone, why do they stay? Like
were looking for it.
There's an even better. There's an even better question, Joe. Why did they buddy buddy with him after they're gone? Why do they even care about him? Like, I'm going to be honest with you. If Zarkov kidnapped me and brought me up to all this crap that I had to deal with, the last thing I'd be doing is worrying about him. And also, when we finish the end, he's getting left there. He's getting left there.
But
he's getting kicked in the nuts, and then he's getting left there and saying, like, you could have did this yourself. You could have got a stick to hold down the pedal, and you didn't need a second person.
He was on the complete other side.
Joe, you could have got a live stick. He's a scientist.
He's a scientist, not an engineer, obviously.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, he built that ship wrong, apparently.
He also said the ship was made for two people.
Yes.
And yet there were three safety harnesses in there.
Well, did he actually say two people or at least two
yeah.
people? Because no, he was only planning on Munchin to come with him. So two people. Yeah. Now we have you know, three, four, which becomes
Well, why
three.
Would he build it for more than two people if he was only planning on two people?
Maybe he was trying to save more. I don't know. He's a crazy scientist.
Yeah.
Great landing, by the way. Great landing. They're all over the place.
Yeah. Dale's like completely off the seat. And
did you notice that when they crashed, Flash's hand was on Dale's tits?
Yeah.
I did notice that when they were flying in, she was having hot flashes the entire time. If you're passed out, you're not wiping your face full of sweat every 5 seconds.
And Ryan,
maybe that's not what was going on. Did you see Flash's hands during that point?
I saw.
Yeah, they were down here somewhere.
Go from her breast to her
neck.
He went like from breast to neck, and I was like, okay, yep. What are we watching?
And then she called him. And then she called him daddy.
Essentially, she fell for him.
But yeah,
that's all it takes. Proper choking.
These guys get arrested. They're yes, you're correct, Travis. They're getting buddy buddy with Zarkov, like on the way to Ming's palace.
Well, see the problem with the see that's oh come on, I can't think of it. The where you fall in love with the
Stockholm
Stockholm syndrome. Thank you. See, that's what happened. I'm also glad they had Flash's name on his shirt because I would have never known who he was without that.
Fair point.
If you're the people from that planet, you must think every person on Earth has their name on their shirt.
They already thought we were dumb, so that's probably true.
Yeah, very true. But then they do. I liked how they're walking, and Zarkov is like, "Don't worry, I've got a gun in my pocket. The minute we get where we need to go, I will just use that for our protection." And then the robot's like, "Hold on," goes over to his pocket and like,
"Oh,
zaps.
You got a gun? Yeah. Thanks for letting us know.
Thanks for telling me as I'm hearing you. Maybe I don't know.
You're a doctor. Like you're not supposed to be this stupid." Especially when the robot is communicating with you and telling you where to go.
But it's obvious he's not a doctor of common sense. So here we are.
Well, he is a mad scientist.
Yeah.
So this is okay. Now, Ron, you and I did the cartoon, the Flash Gordon Greatest Adventures of All.
Fucking which was Flash Gordon awesome. Cartoon was awesome.
And
yes.
It came out after this.
Yes.
Did this?
So they obviously took notes and they were like, let's not do any of this shit.
Well, so allegedly, everybody was signed on for multiple movies. But
allegedly.
This movie did so bad. Like, the budget for this movie was between 20 and 27 million. And the box.
So nowadays, that'd be like, what, a billion?
Probably close to.
It'd be pretty high, yeah.
Well, it'd be up there in like the maybe 700, 800 million.
Yeah.
But then the box office was only 27.1 million. So it definitely didn't it didn't do what they wanted. And this is 1980.
Where people had very low standards.
Yeah. But because I mean, yes. But we're also what, 3 years out from A New Hope, and it's the same about 7 months after Empire Strikes Back. So,
yeah, and look how well those turned out. Well, they were fantastic.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they had ample like opportunity to get to that level, and it didn't.
Well, see what this was really lacking though is story.
Yeah, because like, even the cartoon really one had a pretty decent story. He's, you know, Flash and Zarkov and Dale crash on the planet and they're trying to survive. This one, so they're kind of bouncing between the worlds recruiting. This is similar, except that there was so much comedy in it. Like, they didn't know if they wanted to do a comedy or a drama, you know? And that's where the flaw, I think.
Well that, and they literally just didn't have a story. Like,
no,
they
no,
needed
the
a story banged
is,
out.
He is there to help the people of Mongo rise up over to take out Ming. That's the story.
No. That's the overlaying arc.
But that's the story.
The story.
No, that's the story. The story
is where you actually get, you know, detail into it.
No. It's fine.
That'd be like playing D&D and being like, so you walk into a cave and there's a bad guy. What are you going to do?
I hit him.
And then you guys are like, we fight him. And you're like, okay, you win.
Yay!
That doesn't take much to convince him. Slash.
Well, that's not necessarily true. I mean, what was it? Arden? Timothy Dalton's character? Like, he had to almost kill him.
Well, he saved his life. If he let him go, he would have died. And then that was when Timothy Dalton's like, yeah, I follow you now. Oh, no, no shit there, Timothy. I could have let you
But he also tried to kill him. He also tried to kill him like three times. Three different times he almost killed Flash Gordon. And it takes one time.
In Timothy Dalton's defense, though, he did think Flash was trying to bang his woman.
Yes.
Hold on.
Thank you, Ryan. Aura
was trying to bang Flash on the ship to Arborea, wherever the hell that Arden was.
True. But and as Flash said, she's really turning him on.
But that's but that's not what Timothy Dalton's character.
Exactly.
All he thinks is you're trying
he's seeing it through rose tinted glasses, you know.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
Like, in a couple years I'll be banned and no Flash Gordon will steal a woman from me. That's definitely what he's thinking.
Oh God. I really hope this movie wasn't what got him the Bond role, because
impossible.
Oh boy.
Impossible. He had to do something else.
Yeah. Because if somebody saw this, like, oh, I liked your acting in this. Let's have you in the Bond.
Hey, whoa. Timothy Dalton had some great acting.
They all had good acting. There,
other than Ming, he was probably the best actor in there.
Well, he definitely did like plays and everything. I guarantee.
Oh yeah. He's had an illustrious career. Obviously, he's still doing things. I think the last thing I saw him in that I can remember was a Doctor Who episode, and that was what. 7 years, 8 years ago. I know he's done more since then.
Doom Patrol.
I'm an idiot. Uh-huh. Yes, you're right. Doom Patrol.
I didn't even know that he was in that, and I knew that.
Ironically, Dalton's going to have, like, he's going to show up again in Rocketeer when we cover that in the future. Doom Patrol, whenever we touch on that for small screen. He's hopping around in those. I'm sure he's done other comic book movies. So, we'll see him again in the future. I'm looking forward to that. We got Dale, who is going to be, apparently Ming took a liking to her.
She's going to be Minged.
He's going to be Minged. Definitely going to be Minged. But Ming is going to marry her. Doesn't matter what she thinks.
Which, amazingly enough, Emperor Ming and his people also have standard Christian marriage vows and such.
I mean, all they asked was if he's gonna, you know, he didn't say anything about honoring, just basically not throw her away when he gets bored.
He said not throw away, and he's like, looked at, and he's like, until you get bored with her, then
you know. And then it's like, oh yes, of course.
It's like, yeah, well, it's I agree to that.
Let's see here. What is there anything else that stuck out to you guys? I got a few more.
I have one thing here. It says organized religion is bad. I'm assuming that was the tree things, though.
I had
the kid that sticks his hand on the tree and gets like bit or whatever.
Gotcha.
And
that was. Go ahead, Travis.
I have something that is just because I didn't even write it down. The planet that Timothy Dalton's character that they're on didn't it remind you guys? I don't know if either of you played Donkey Kong for Super Nintendo. There's a level they're up in the trees and they have like tree houses, exact same thing, but still in their walkways that are boards. I was just odd to think when I was watching that was like, just waiting for barrels to roll.
He's nice, but no, he's literally Robin Hood. Makes sense. He's in a foresty area, like
tree house.
I got written down one of the best pillow fights I've ever seen, which was fun.
I had, why can't he have a shirt on but when he's being executed, or pants for that matter.
Yeah, like they changed him to be wearing basically a Speedo.
Not even that, it was a little like garbage bag underwear. Like it was like literally like the material of a garbage bag.
They're trying to sweat him out before he died.
Yeah.
They're trying to sweat the poison out, which
maybe that was to collect all the shit and piss when he died so they didn't have to clean it up.
Yeah, like they clean up over there.
Well, somebody has to. I mean, Ming doesn't, obviously.
Well, yeah, Ming doesn't.
He wouldn't care, but the people are like, no, we're not cleaning shit off the fucking chair again.
But yeah, bring up the execution. So Ming orders Flash to be killed. The doctor, who is another concubine of Aura, basically gives him a sedative to stop his body, stop his heart, and then brings him back to life. So Aura can basically ghost him away, which one thing that got me. So she gives him a costume to wear. Cool. He puts on the costume and then holds the helmet the entire time instead of wearing the helmet to hide his fucking golden locks.
Like, look, if he'd have worn the helmet, we wouldn't have known who he was because he took off the shirt with his name on it.
Yeah, Joe, his acting would have been so good, you would have had no idea who it was.
Okay, sure. You're
like, man, has that guy been a guard this whole time?
Yeah.
Now, you could pass that away. You could pass that away, Joe, being like, he's a football player, and whenever he's not in action, he has his helmet off. But
that could work. You could work with that.
That's utter nonsense.
This whole movie was utter nonsense, let's be honest.
She calls him over, and she's like, all right, take a knee, and then throws her leg up.
Damn. One of my last notes here. Well, I got two more notes. I know we're jumping around here in the movie, but we've got the one guy who is reporting to General Kale, and this is after Gordon has died, and then he's recruited Arden and the Hawkman, and he's coming flying back on the ship. And he reports to Kale, is like, Flash Gordon is approaching. And her response is, what do you mean Flash Gordon is approaching? In my mind, I'm like, bitch, did I stutter? Like, what do you... Flash Gordon, he's coming this way.
Well, let's also point out, this is something I have a note on. Why do the Hawkmen who have wings have a fucking jet ski or an air ski just conveniently located where Flash can, you know, escape on it?
I'm going to headcan that as they took over that building or that land or whatever. Like, that wasn't originally their home.
And he took pilot lessons, so clearly he could operate that easily, right? The convenience of that.
I mean, there was a he didn't land the plane where Aura was showing him how to use his shifter.
Yeah. That was fun to watch.
Oh, I also have a note here that says the cartoon was better.
Fact.
Yeah. Have you seen the cartoon, Travis?
I've seen a few episodes of the cartoon.
So there is a actual cartoon movie of that, which I think sparked.
Maybe they broke it up into. I've seen 3 20-minute things.
That might be it then.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, it looked great.
We watched it on. It was one of our first movies we watched. It was on, what was that? Was that Daily Motion, I think?
Okay.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I know of that app.
Yeah, it's out there.
I have to ask you guys.
Go ahead.
Did you think the erasing of Volkov's mind was pretty messed up?
That was dumb.
Like,
I'm going to keep my memory. They can't wipe my mind. I just started thinking of Einstein and reciting all this, like, motherfucker, what?
Would have liked it a lot better if he actually was like taken over to their side and maybe took something to jog his memory. But
that would have been better.
I couldn't believe, especially they made a big deal about putting into level 6 and when only.
I think level 6 was supposed to actually make him, because they were trying to brainwash him to be theirs. I think level 6 was adding intelligence to his normal intelligence.
You sure about that? Because he didn't get more intelligent.
I think he was supposed to be, though.
Yeah.
I think they just forgot about it while in the writing in the writing room after writing.
He was too busy reciting things to
and Ming
let anything
Ming
stick.
Is such a shithead too. But he's like, yeah. Oh, by the way, just before we wipe your mind, I just wanted to let you know I never would have found Earth if it wasn't for you. If you would have just shut up and listened to NASA and not did anything, not been an idiot, I would never even known, and you would just live blissfully. But no, it's all your fault. Oh, and we're going to raise your mind now in like 5 minutes. So I really didn't even need to say that to you, but I just wanted to make you suffer for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's like, by the way, I also fucked your mom.
Yeah, so. Essentially, he's like, yeah, oh, peace. You won't even remember this in 2 minutes.
Bye.
So I told your mom too.
had he actually stayed on their side, and like you said, Travis, if they had maybe gotten his mind back from there, we actually would have hit another bingo with the betrayal by a friend, but he actually didn't betray them, so...
No, making that whole thing pointless. Like, yeah, cut it all out.
There's a lot in this movie that was kind of pointless, like the football scene. What the fuck was up with that?
I had
literally.
They had to show Kate's skills, you know.
I don't know if you guys can see it. It's in the middle. It says "dumbest fight scene of all time" because that's exactly what I had.
Yeah, it made.
I have all fights suck.
And if he was in water polo, at least he could have threw the thing. Because I don't know, you're a football player, you're a quarterback. Throw the damn egg that you had that was just like a football. How about you throw that instead of, oh, you know what this will make me do? Put it under my arm and run hard at him. It made no sense. Like, he had the egg. When he picked up the egg, I thought, oh, he's going to start firing this. Like same as dodgeball, picking off a few of these guys in the head. Like, yep. Okay, this makes sense. No.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Hut, hut. Oh, come over here. Hut.
Yeah, it's like, why? Like, the bad thing is, I remember that scene happening. I thought it happened farther into the movie, not within the first, 20 minutes. So then I'm like, what the fuck is this movie then? What, I don't remember a lot of it. Oh.
Yeah, see, I think what that is it's called, it has something to do with your mind blocking out bad times.
See, I actually enjoyed watching this movie, though. Like, this was...
See, and that's why we know you're damaged.
We knew that already. What are you talking about?
You're just, making fun of, you like making fun of shitty movies. And this one fix all the boxes.
Why I liked it.
See, I like B films. I like bad movies, but this was just a whole new level of bad.
No one will ever convince me that they were not on acid when they wrote this and shot this.
I can't argue that because you're probably right.
And but like you guys said, the Queen was like it made the film for me. It was,
it did.
And that really Flash did. Theme song, they used it a lot, but you know what? It was the best part.
It worked.
Of the film.
It worked.
It really did. It banged every time it was on there. It was perfect.
Anybody else have any more notes? Either one of you guys have any more notes?
No.
I know Travis has got a page and a half.
We're going through most of the Donkey Kong stuff. Is good.
I got one more note.
Cletus's death scene was epic. I loved it. It was
eyes
fantastic.
And tongue popping out.
Yeah.
Made no sense, but okay. Especially, he got stabbed in the chest up here. Okay, so that's going to melt you and make your eyes bulge out.
It was really weird.
Maybe he didn't breathe. Maybe he didn't breathe normal, you know, and that punctured his diaphragm. Or I don't know. I have a note here that says weirdest force choke ever, but I think that's talking about Ming using his ring on Dale. Hey, Chikabamba.
One other thing, when Ming asks one of the leaders of the clan to come up and basically sacrifice his own life, that dude was in a no-win scenario regardless. Like, I would have tried to do the exact same thing because, I mean, what else are you going to do? I'm not sacrificing myself for this crazy wannabe Asian.
Yeah.
I also have a note for the lizard men. Wow, they really went out of their way for those guys. I think Tim Henson needs his Muppets back.
I'm pretty sure they're probably just costumes left over from Star Trek.
They found them in the trash.
Wait, you mean like the old...
Yeah, the original Kirk and Spock Star Trek from the 60s.
See, I don't even know if their costumes were that bad.
The first episode I've seen a lot of different
That's a first episode as opposed to a feature length film. Just saying.
Look,
you're not right. Thirty million.
What, a 20-year difference?
27. Fair. Okay.
30 fine. Million.
I got my last note here, and then I'll go into some more of the trivia. Apparently, aiming was never taught, and I mean, I know, like, oh, it was the robot things, the gas mask guys. Like, they could shoot one person, but then never shoot anybody else. You had the Hawkman who could not shoot anybody worth a damn. Yeah, just like nobody could shoot anybody at all.
Oh, also, I have a note in here about the aerial fighting scene where Voltan's just like, all right, you guys just run in front of the lasers. Instead of, why didn't they fucking ambush him as soon as they came out of the clouds? They're like, all right, we'll sit back here so they can see all of us. That way they can have plenty of time to shoot us on our way to them. They literally could have waited outside of the cloud, and then as soon as the fucking nose of that ship appeared, just been like all Dive! Over it like fucking flies on shit.
Great leader, by the way, sending your troops there and laughing at them and going, die! Okay, guy. Thanks, bud. Thanks. Thanks, King.
Look, it's... got nothing.
Yeah.
I'll be starting to mute. I'll be starting to mute any day one.
But before we get into bingo, got a couple more notes. From IMDb. George Lucas, so we were talking about Star Wars earlier, loved the old Universal Flash Gordon serials as a kid and wanted to make a modern version based on the original comic strips. Federico Fellini was optioning the rights at the time, so Lucas wrote Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, instead. So I don't know how like much I believe of that, but like I knew...
I definitely believe that.
Well, I remember hearing that he did love Flash Gordon, but I don't know if it was like Star Wars was a product of that, you know? Like, it kind of makes sense. Like, there's a lot of Flash Gordon elements in A New Hope.
Like Luke being a football player and
the orgasm ring.
Yep. Yep. anyway.
I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
There you go, it's baseball.
So Flash's t-shirt was a gift from an anonymous female fan. Flash wore it a lot, hoping he would eventually meet the woman. Apparently he didn't. So I'm assuming, I don't know if it was the lightning bolt one or the one that said Flash. But
they were the same shirt.
No, it was two different ones.
I'm a little disappointed you didn't say it was from DC the red Comics.
One. Fair. he had the white one that said Flash that he wore at the beginning, and then at the very end he had the red tank top with the lightning bolt. One of the feast items in the Hawkmen's kingdom was Twinkies colored with food dye. That's fun.
So it was just all artificial.
Basically. The actors playing the Hawkmen couldn't sit down because the costumes would hurt their backs. Melody Anderson told Starlog magazine, they could never sit down because when they did, the wings would dig into their backs. When we had a rest period, you'd see all these guys lying on their stomachs with wings like they were ready to take off. It was a very funny sight. According to Brian Blessed, Voltan, he had to sit on a perch. Director Mike Hodges, referring to the production problems that plagued the film, once called it the only improvised $27 million movie ever made. That's bad.
See, he told you, no story.
That's bad.
Bam.
Okay, here's a fun one. For the scene in which Dale turns into a giant spider for a dream sequence, Melody Anderson spent 6 hours getting painted green, wearing fake eyes and fangs with a headpiece that weighed over 20 pounds. When Mike Hodges came in, he said, this is wonderful, but we can't use this. It has absolutely nothing to do with the script. So there's a whole scene of Dale dressed as a giant spider. somewhere.
Maybe that's what she's tripping on the roofies.
Release no, the spider cut. That was a 1920s picnic.
Release the spider cut.
Release the spider cut. Look, I think everybody's trying to distance themselves from this movie, except for Sam Jones. Let's see, I told you about...
I'm Flash motherfucking Gordon!
Oh. See, I told you about Flash being a polo. Yeah. In the original script, when Flash is sentenced to death by Ming, Dale bursts out that Ming is absolutely merciless. Ming is enthralled with the description and immediately starts calling himself Ming the Merciless. So, that's fun. According to Brian Blessed, it took about 3 days to prepare the Ajax sequence and put everything, including dozens of hanging Hawkmen, in place. The Ajax sequence is the end where they're attacking the ship. Blessed put in his own special effects, going pew, 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 as he shot his cardboard bazooka. Because of this, they had to take another day to reset. Bless didn't feel too bad, as Sam Jones was also a pretty hot hand with his prop gun, also filling in the pew pews. So
pew, pew,
both
pew.
Flash and Voltan are pew pewing the entire time. I loved it.
Bang 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 bang.
Brian Blessed improvised a scene where Voltan goosed Dale, and that was that was Melody Anderson's actual genuine reaction. She also came up with Dale's cheerleading during the football fight.
Oh, good! Bravo, bravo! That just didn't make me go like this when it was happening.
We
didn't see her in anything else. I mean,
let's see here. According to an August 1981 interview in Starlog magazine, Dino De Laurentiis, whom we know from was the producer of Barbarella and Danger Diabolic, really wanted Kurt Russell to play Flash Gordon. But Russell turned the part down because he thought the character lacked personality.
Oh. And that's coming from Kurt Russell, who was, in Big Trouble in Little China.
And I got two more notes here, or two more things from IMDb. Brian Blessed was an avid fan of Flash Gordon since childhood. His favorite character was Voltan. So he got to play his, favorite character, which is kind of cool. Because that takes me back to Michael Chiklis becoming the Thing, because he loved the Thing. Okay, so my last note, and this, if we already know this movie was improv'd, this one just sells it. Flash jumping towards the camera, screaming, "Yeah!" was improvised by Sam Jones. Nobody could figure out how to end the film. That's what we got. That's what we got.
So that's why we got that nonsense at the end. Yeah!
Because then they cut from that and then go to the final scene. So I'm assuming that was the final scene they filmed? I don't know. All right, so our bingo. So the ones that are definite, we got product placement with the People magazine at the very beginning, which Flash definitely took the guy's People magazine and never gave it back to him.
What jerk. Also had Jets bag. New York Jets.
Oh, yeah. Football bag. I totally forgot about that. But that's not really a product. That's just a team.
Well, yeah, I guess it's their carry-on bag, but you are right. It's kind of more of a luggage thing than anything else.
I mean, it fits. It still fits in.
Yeah, the pilots were saying to him, it's not as hard as that 3rd and 8. And then, with one thing we didn't think about, the pilots are murdered.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. The whole pilots get sucked out of the plane.
But Flash Gordon walks up and sits in the plane.
No big deal.
No big deal.
No.
Physics be damned.
We got comic book logic because... Well, comic book logic and unexplained science, because that just goes hand in hand for this movie. Hero kills someone, which we do see Flash killing a couple of the guards. I think I wrote that down as Dale killing some people, because at that point, Dale was definitely doing more things than Flash was. Let's see here. Next one is, so this is my, so that's four. My questioning ones are responsibility thing. And we have that for like the hero has to do the responsible thing and try and save everybody. I have a question mark on that because did Flash actually have to, like, he just, it wasn't thrusted on him to have to do what he did, but he was doing what he did, you know?
I think, Joe, he has to, his responsibility is on him once he gets up into that situation, because there's no other way to get in contact with any other humans. So, I mean, if you don't do this, Earth is destroyed, so.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, so then, yes. And then the last one is Origin Flashback, and I've got that one as Zarkov, because we see when his mind is being erased, we basically see everything that he did, so. Would you agree with that one, Travis?
It all depends if you consider Zarkov a hero or not, because he kind of...
It doesn't say hero. It just says Origin Flashback.
Yeah, you're right. Then, okay. Yes. I thought you said hero. I thought you said hero first, because I don't consider him a hero at all.
Nope, it's just Flashback. So yeah, we got Bingo. Yay!
Woo, Bingo!
Okay. So I think Ron is... I think we lost Ron. So, but he did. Yep, you lost Ron. Okay, maybe he'll come back.
I gotta say, it was kind of cool noise though.
Yeah, Squadcast is always fun on that. Let's see how. Before we get, I don't want to get like too far. He hops in and has to, it stops the recording. So, we'll give it a minute. So let's go ahead and. Let's go ahead and finish this up. So, like I said, we got Bingo. Product placement, comic logic and unexplainable science. Hero kills someone. Responsibility thing and origin flashback. Are you there?
Yeah, I can hear everything you're saying.
Okay. I just, it got, you were frozen and it had red bars again, so.
Yeah, worried. It keeps going in and out. I don't understand what the hell's going on.
Well, we're about done, so it is time for the rating. So, Travis, why don't you go ahead and give us your rating, sir?
So, I gotta say, I thought I ranked this higher than I thought I would halfway through this film, but I did enjoy making fun of this. Like I said, they were definitely on acid when they wrote this. I'm highly confident of that. Even though I've never been on acid, I've watched episodes of people being on acid. And it kind of looks like the whole thing. So, yeah. But I did, like I said, it had some fun moments. There was a lot of things to make fun of. Get to 5.145 from me.
Dang, nice.
That's a pretty high rating.
That's my first movie.
Ronald, go ahead and give yours.
All right, so now mind you, 2.5 points of this rating are just for Queen. This movie gets a 2.75.
Yeah.
If they didn't bring in Queen, it would have been 0.25 of a movie. Money well spent there, I guess.
So let's see. No, this could be. There we go.
Joe, you can't be giving this an 8.
Huh? No. I gave it a 5.3.
Okay.
Because I liked it. I thought it was just dumb fun. And that's that for me. That's what I like to see sometimes. So it averages out with the three of us to a 4.39. Which puts it, where is my list? There it is. It puts it at, oh, not shit. Below it. Just below Howard the Duck.
No, that makes sense, because Howard the Duck had better sex appeal.
That's kind of sad. I definitely watched this over Howard the Duck.
I think I would too, but I think that's where it lies in the whole breakdown of this movie.
That's where it lies in our review ranking. It is just above Batman the movie from 1966, which, yes. And Superman and the Mole Man from 1951. So,
I understand that one.
Man, yeah. Ron, you said that earlier. The cartoon one was better.
Oh, like, 100%.
Oh, actually, my bad. The cartoon came before. Cartoon was in 1979. This movie came out in 80. So,
oh, so they had no excuse for not having a good storyline then.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we gave The Greatest Adventure of All, the cartoon, a 7.5.
Oh, my God. In comparison to this, it deserves an 8.5.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. But, yeah. So, Travis, sir, thank you very much for coming on here and doing this movie with us. I'm sorry I tortured you with it. Next time I have you on, there'll be a better movie. We're getting into the era of good movies, so...
I'm putting my foot there now. It's going to be a while because you're going through these movies. If you do it, I don't know if you will. I hope you will. I want to be out for Double Dragon.
You said that before. It's not a comic book movie.
Come on, make an exception. It's a movie, comic book movie. There are comic books of the movie now. It is a comic book now. It's so is terrible, there? Joe. Yes, there is there? A comic. I will send you comics of Double Dragon now.
Okay. Because if that's the case, then yes. Because we're going to do that.
I am 100% down for that.
Okay.
It's such a bad film, but so funny. And one of the guys from, oh my God, was it one of those, like Party of Five? I think one of those guys. Yeah. I think one of those guys is in the movie. Like, I have not, like, good choice. Thank your agent for that one, buddy.
The big dude, though, is the best actor in the whole movie.
Yes. Yes.
That's from the 90s, isn't it?
Yes, like 94, okay. I think.
Okay, maybe we might move it up the list. Maybe next year or something. We'll see. Nope, no promises. We might get on there. But Travis, go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you on those internets.
Okay, yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Travis_156. You can drop me a line and I'll chat about pretty much anything. I co-host two podcasts on the Geek Ultimate Alliance Network. DC Alliance with Clay. I'm sure you've heard him out here before. You will hear him out here stealing Superman movies from people when they didn't know there were options. And I also do Superhero Discussions, which is by myself right now. I lost the co-host a few months ago for that. But I've been picking people up. Joe joined me for the last two episodes reviewing Rick and Morty. We did our top 10 for the first four seasons, and then we reviewed the first two episodes, which I really loved. I love that show.
By the time this episode comes out, we will have another three episodes in the can.
Ooh.
Two or three episodes. This is coming out in the middle of July, so July 16th.
Okay, well, Superhero Discussions is the place to be for all your Rick and Morty coverage.
Yes.
Thank you for having me, Joe and Ron. This was so much fun.
Yeah, this was a blast.
I'm really glad I actually watched this movie too, even though it was pure nonsense. It's fun nonsense, right?
Yeah. But now you can say that you've seen it.
Yeah, I remember it. Like, I know I've watched it. Like, I'm pretty sure I watched it when I was like 9. It was on like Space Channel. We only had like 16 channels back in the day. So,
Canada stuff.
Yeah, we used to get stuff like 3 years after the US and it was hip. So, yeah. So we probably thought this was cool, but yeah, this was on TV, but I forgot all of it except for Ming. And now I'm glad I watched it, even though I don't know who funded this. And
somebody who's regretting their choice.
People had to lose jobs over this. That's all I can say.
Probably. But yeah, so our next movie, like I said earlier, will be the Donner Cut of Superman 2. And we will have Clay on for that one. So yeah, we're going to, you can, although you'll see Clay probably sooner than I will.
Let him know that I was not pleased at the way that he got the good film and I got the Flash Gordon.
Bring it up on the next DC
Alliance. I will.
Just yell at him.
Yes.
But all right. So that's it. Have a good one, guys.
Hey, we'll see you guys later.
Later.